Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump is asking the Supreme Court to overturn a federal appeals court ruling to allow the Department of Justice to review classified documents seized from Mar-a-Lago before it can be determined if any of the documents were taken illegally. Justice Clarence Thomas is assigned to oversee emergency requests in the 11th Circuit. He requested the Department of Justice respond to Trump's petition by 5 p.m. Eastern next Tuesday, October 11th. President Biden will visit hurricane-ravaged Florida with a pledge that the feds are coming to help rebuild homes, businesses, and lives. Hurricane Ian has resulted in roughly 100 deaths, including 75 in Florida. Joining Biden in Florida will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Republican Senator Rick Scott. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We did one of the earliest emergency declarations. The storm was a disturbance when we did it. The next day, FEMA, the White House through FEMA, approved our pre-landfall declaration. So that was huge.
Democrat President Biden has put the nation's gross national debt into uncharted territory with extensive spending during a recession. Our debt has surpassed $31 trillion as we head into a new fiscal year. U.S. Treasury report was released Tuesday. Elon Musk revived a bid to buy Twitter at the original price of $54.20 a share, perhaps to avoid a contentious courtroom fight October 17th. Musk made the proposal in a letter to Twitter on Monday, according to a filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Another shot heard around the world. Major League Baseball sound is of New York Yankees player Aaron Judge launching his 62nd home run of the season against the Texas Rangers. USA Radio News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
A California serial killer seems to be on a mission throughout the fatal shooting of six men and the wounding of one woman dating back to last year. Ballistics tests tie the crimes together in Stockton and Oakland, California. Stockton Police Chief Stanley McFadden.
And so we believe we could have potential serial killer. That's how we're going to treat it as such. At this time, we don't know if it's a person or persons. As I said before, we have absolutely no evidence that connects a person or persons to any of these incidences.
Hurricane Ian is going to put a severe strain on insurance companies.
New figures show more than $1.6 billion in insurance claims have already been filed by Floridians due to Hurricane Ian. The state's Office of Insurance Regulations saying as of Monday, more than 222,000 claims have been filed, with nearly three-quarters of them for residential properties. Claims are expected to rise in the weeks and months ahead. Ian is already more costly than 2016's Hurricane Matthew. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A malfunctioning South Korean ballistic missile blew up as it crashed into the ground Wednesday during a live fire drill with the United States. The explosion and subsequent fire panicked and confused local residents, already weary of an aggressive North Korea. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, good morning, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Hey, Rick, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, you know, look at a good night last night. Aaron Judd, 62nd home run. One of the fans trying to retrieve the ball falls out of the stands. I'm sure you saw this footage. Just like the, yeah. Oh my God, I hope that guy's going to be okay. The other guy stays in the stand. He catches the ball with a glove. It's now worth millions. And thank God the guy who fell over the stand wasn't injured. Otherwise, he would have wished he had caught the ball, because he probably would have needed the $2 million plus to probably fix his body after, you know, landing on his pumpkin head. But all is well. And, you know, the guy who's got the ball is trying to figure out, okay, what do I do with this? I mean, there have been situations where fans have, you know, got a ball and they return it to the, you know, to the player, you know, kind of as a gift. And that's happened from time to time. But I don't think this guy's looking to do that.
He's under no obligation to do it. He paid a ticket. He caught the ball. And, you know, the truth of the matter is the player – I'm confident that the player would have enough money to compensate him adequately for the ball if the player really wanted it.
So,
I'll let him. I'm one of those who kind of says, if good fortune falls into your glove, you are foolish not to accept it.
Exactly.
And if you give it away for, you know, a signed bat or something. Mm-hmm. I guess it makes you feel good. You can sign bad up there, and maybe you can sell it for $14.95. But ultimately, you know,
that has to be. If you make a decision like that, you obviously either have a wife that is extremely understanding, or a wife that's going to be angry for the rest of your marital existence.
it's like if you bought a lottery ticket. Okay.
Yes.
And your lottery ticket hit. Let's say it was $1 million, right? Hypothetically. And you say, you know, the person behind me, you know, they should have been in front of me and they would have gotten this lottery ticket. And so you look up the person behind you and you give them the winning lottery ticket because, you feel badly that the person, behind you was fumbling around and couldn't get their stuff together. And so the clerk took you first.
Right.
It's ultimately, if the ball player wants the ball player can come and can approach the person and get the ball.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll see. But it's all fun. It's there. It gives us a break from dealing with the real issues. Like, you know, like can we say the FBI? Well, Rick, the FBI is so indictable. Christopher Wray, if they don't fire his rear end, get him out of there. I mean,
this is such a mess. I'm with the FBI. Again, Tony Bobulinski was with Tucker Carlson last night, and it was a redo and an update of what they talked about, 2 years ago? And yeah, here it is. The FBI has done nothing. He met with the FBI for 5 hours. And interestingly, the guy who got all the information that he shared with him, here's the text messages, here's all the background, here's the documentation of a crime, a federal crime that has occurred. And it goes to Tim Tebow, who suddenly is no longer with the FBI. And, you know, he doesn't even know whatever happened to the dispensation of all those documents, other than we do know the FBI has done nothing to pursue this this federal crime brought to you by the Biden family.
Well, but they do have time to chase down and go after Project Veritas over Biden's daughter's diary. They have time to chase down a father who protected his kid, who was being attacked by a loon in front of a Planned Parenthood, and going, you know, raid a father's home using, you know, a dozen agents in the middle of the early morning to intimidate. So they have time. They just choose not to use it for anything that's not designed to intimidate or cover up. And it's a you know, what are you going to do about Christopher Wray? The fact of the matter is, Donald Trump came in, he had a problem, he had James Comey, who was trying to set him up and participated in, was actively abusing his position as the FBI director. Mm-hmm. He fires James Comey and immediately gets a special prosecutor, chosen to, as a result of him firing James Comey. Because, so what are you going to do about Christopher Wray? If you fire him, guess what you get? You get a special prosecutor. Mm-hmm. So it's a, I don't know. I don't know how you solve that problem.
Well, I mean, there's got to be. I mean, this thing, this cancer has metastasized to such a degree within the FBI. People are losing faith with it. You know, the FBI is now striking out. Like you said, they're knocking on your door. They bring, you know, 30 of their close friends with weaponry. You know, and they go, wait, what are you doing here?
Now, folks, the answer is, you know, there is, once again, if a federal law enforcement, for this matter, any law enforcement official comes to your door, the first thing you need to do is not say anything. And if you don't have a lawyer, find one, and don't, and let the lawyer talk to them for you. Because their, you know, their job is to come and get and help, and, you know, they want you to say stuff, and so a lot of times they don't come with, you know, a brigade. They'll come, they'll knock on your door, hey, I understand you were here and just want to get some facts, and you think you're helping, you're going to help them out. And the reality is they're trying to get you to say something that they can get you to contradict later on so they can go after you. And I hate this. I hate this. I mean, I think I may have told you in the past, but when I was a kid, you know, during the 60s, my dad founded a group supporting the local police. Okay. He was actually in U.S. News and World Report because of that. But so my background is to support the local police, support the police. But everything I've seen tells me that's the stupidest thing you can do.
That's conflicting. That really is. Right. I mean, because we want to be able to trust authority. And
I believe in the rule of law. And, you know, and police are supposed to be enforcing the rule of law.
Right.
And that is and if you haven't had anything, and if you haven't done anything wrong, then you shouldn't be fearful of talking to the police. Except for, I know too many people who've done nothing wrong who ended up in jail because they talked to the police. And the objective wasn't justice. The objective was to entrap.
Right. Yeah. And they get you caught saying the wrong thing or saying the right thing for them that can entrap you. And, you know, and good luck. I mean, you don't have enough money to defend yourself. This is what it comes down to. You know, and this is all very dangerous in what the FBI is doing about the rule of law, what they've done to a president of the United States, the people who supported him. This is this is insane, Rick. And if we don't get down, if we don't do something about it, the midterms is part and parcel of something that can be done very loud and clear. But we need to continue to defend those things that are right and good and wholesome for this great American country that we live in. Stay with us. We've got more.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you, you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Praise God, 4,185 listeners have responded to the gospel message in our radio broadcast in India over the past 3 months. Christians only make up 2% of India's population, so for many listeners, our programs are the first time they're hearing about Christ. By sharing the hope of Christ in their own languages and providing literature that further explains how much God loves them, we're helping them to relate to a God who deeply cares for them on a very personal level. While we celebrate the thousands of people who have responded to the gospel through the Tide Radio broadcast, we're equally aware of how vital it is to continue our work in the region, telling people the inherent truth about Jesus and His love for them. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in India whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I am Bill Martinez. Rick Manning is with us, the president of Americans for Limited Government. Just to kind of wrap a bow on what we talked about here earlier regarding Chris Wray, the FBI, obviously we're at that point once again, Rick, where the FBI needs some major overhauling. And one of the suggestions you had, of course, which is not in play right now because the Democrats have rejected it, they put it on ice, and this is an old house rule called the Holman Rule. Explain to our audience what that is.
Yeah, the Republicans have said that if they take back control of the House, they're going to reinstate something known as the Holman Rule, H-O-L-M-A-N. A rule. And what that does is allow Congress in the appropriations bill to say, you know, this civil servant is abusing the public. This civil servant is not doing what Congress wants or not appearing before Congress for whatever reason. They're corrupt. And say that they say in the appropriations bill that Lois Lerner at the Department of Treasury in the IRS shall not be paid a salary more than $1.42 for annually for this appropriation period, and can arbitrarily Congress can decide, because they spend the money, that they don't, that they are going to cut the salary of a specific federal employee. If Anthony Fauci was going to still hang around, they could cut his salary by, you know, $700,000 or something. Mm-hmm. So that's an option that the House has in their, that's in their, going to be put in their rules. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about Christopher Wray, FBI director. They could say, we're unsatisfied with the job board you're doing. We're cutting your salary in half, or we're cutting your salary to zero. Mm-hmm. And they'd have to fight it out. You'd have to get it approved by the House, the Senate. You'd have to get it approved by the president signing off on it. But ultimately, the House does have recourse, and that is to say, we're so disgusted with you, we will not pay you money.
Mm-hmm. And this, in a sense, is representation of the people, because the people are frustrated with Christopher Wray for all that's going on. And again, you see, like I said, this interview last night with Lee Bobulinski, saying that he met with the FBI for 5 hours, gave them all this information, and they've been sitting on it for over 2 years now. And this is all this information regarding the corruption within the Biden family, a sitting vice president of the United States, and now president of the United States. I mean, this is, you know, this isn't contrived like the, you know, the Steele dossier that was contrived by Hillary Clinton's campaign, which was originally Oppo Research, and then was permeated and promoted through the FBI and the mainstream media. And as as Zuckerberg had expressed, was given a heads up by the FBI that there was this Russian disinformation and they should, you know, treat it as such. And so everybody colluded on this entire effort at the expense of the American people. Everything fell apart. The rule of law, our First Amendment, it all went down the drain in order for us to get this, you know, contrived outcome of a 2020 election presidential campaign.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it's a and the question is anybody going to be held accountable? And one of the challenges is the accountability of the FBI through the director when President Trump fired James Comey. Mm-hmm. The next day, Justice Department, Rod Rosenstein, who's number two at Justice, appointed a special prosecutor to go after Trump because he fired Comey. So the history is that if you're president, you're not allowed to fire the FBI director, even if the person is engaged in activity that's unscrupulous. And as a result, at least you can if you're a Republican. And
yes.
But Congress can do something. Congress can negate salaries. They can go and say, I don't like the job Merrick Garland and the AG is doing, cut his salary to zero. They can take those actions if they want to, but recognize it is an all-out wholesale war when they do.
Yeah. Well, we're kind of there anyway, Rick. It's just the idea, the thing that's happening is the Republicans keep taking it on the chin on behalf of we the people. And we the people are saying, look, we're tired of getting pummeled here. You know, and this was, say what you want to say about Donald Trump. Not very graceful, wish it would have been different, but it's who he is. But I'll tell you what, if he got hit in the mouth, he's hitting back twice as hard. And so it is kind of a mixed experience here. You know, we don't want our politics to be lowered to such a degree and disintegrate like that. But look at it, we're back in the schoolyard. If you don't bully a bully, you're in trouble. That bully owns you for the rest of your educational life, Rick. And this is what the Democrats have been able to get away with over the years.
Yeah, which is why they hated Trump, because he punched back. And
right.
It was such a shock to them that he punched back. They didn't know how to deal with it. So they used the power of the state to try to take him down. And quite honestly, they used the media to make it. So every time he punched back, it seemed as though he was being the bully. Let's face it, when 93% of the media doesn't report, only reports negative things about Trump, that's, you're going to get that impression. And truthfully, Trump was kind of a bully. But the fact is, he was a bully on our side. And he was a guy who was a bully on our side against people who are used to being able to have their way. And we'll see what happens. The Republicans have to take control of the House and maybe the Senate. But if they take control of the House, at the very least, there should be a few people who are in positions of authority who will be punching back and hopefully hard enough to leave a mark.
Yeah, exactly. Rick, I want to transition to this this report that the State Department has been pouring cold water on Ukraine's NATO application. White House says it should be taken up at a different time, not now. And it gives you a mixed feeling. It's like, okay, what is our government trying to do? Are they trying to get us into a nuclear war here? I mean, here we've got the disruption of the Nord Stream pipeline that's been suggested. Even Tony Blinken had all but said that the United States were the ones that sabotaged those pipelines. If that was the case, this is not good, Rick. I mean, we're getting further and further down that road of no return, and we're going to be at war here. And the American people, meanwhile, you know, we're suffering gas prices. People are donating to Ukraine because we see, you know, the human suffering that's going on there. And meanwhile, these elected officials that we want to trust on all sides are saber rattling to the degree that, I'm afraid, you know, they're getting too close to that button and somebody might go, oops. And now we're in serious trouble.
Yeah. First of all, if accepting what has to happen for Ukraine to be part of the of NATO, all 14 of the NATO countries have to accept them in. And accepting Ukraine into NATO is effectively a declaration of war against Russia. And a declaration of war against Russia, is going to be met by Russia with, they're gonna meet it with force. And it's, so if you want a dramatic expansion of what's happening in Ukraine, it'd be, probably putting them into NATO while they're partially occupied by Russia would probably be a really great way to do that. So the U.S. government is right in terms of, pouring cold water on the application. Right now, we're in a weird situation. We have decided that our policy is, we will send you as much money and as many arms as we can, saying we're going to send this to Ukraine. But we're not going to put boots on the ground. Now, I'm not naive. I think we do have advisors on the ground. I think we have people training.
20 seconds left, Rick. Go ahead.
Ukrainians how to use those weapons. But we're not going to put active troops on the ground. That's our position right now, and that seems to be a viable position. Boots on the ground means world war.
Yeah, exactly. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government, Rick Manning. Rick, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a great day.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon just announced Prime Early Access Sale for Prime members on October 11th and 12th, giving them exclusive early access to hundreds of thousands of holiday deals and savings before anyone else. Members can score deep discounts on Amazon's first ever Top 100 list, which will feature a curated selection of the best holiday deals on products across categories, including Amazon devices, beauty, toys, fashion, home, and electronics. Members can prepare in advance by creating personalized deal alerts and asking Alexa to notify them about deals once they're live. Prime Early Access Sale will run for 48 hours, with the festivities starting at 12 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time on October 11th and 12th. Not a Prime member yet? Customers can join Prime or start a free 30-day trial at Amazon.com/Prime to participate.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will visit hurricane-ravaged Florida with a pledge that the feds are coming to help rebuild homes, businesses, and lives. Hurricane Ian has resulted in roughly 100 deaths, including 75 in Florida. Joining Biden in Florida will be Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Rick Scott. Governor Ron DeSantis.
I think FEMA has worked very well with the state and local, and we want to continue to do it and have all hands on deck.
Democrat President Biden has put the nation's gross national debt into uncharted territory with extensive spending during a recession. Our debt has surpassed $31 trillion as we head into a new fiscal year. The U.S. Treasury report was released Tuesday. New York Yankees player Aaron Judge launched his 62nd home run of the season against Texas Rangers last night, breaking the American League record he shared with Roger Maris. USA Radio News.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free, plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Season of flip-flop. I mean, we're, a little over 30 days before the official election, although there's some early voting taking place right now for the midterms. And, of course, we continue to get updated information, which, you know, initially most conservatives, certainly Republicans, were amped up and excited about the pending red wave. And then, of course, the media had to come in and dampen any kind of spirit and give us some sort of false reports regarding the polling to make us wonder what's going on. But the fact of the matter is that you hear from the mouths of Democrats just how desperate they are, that the policies that they have supported for the last 2 years have decimated this country. It has decimated their party to such a degree that, you know, barring some incredible, I don't even want to call it a miracle, because we consider miracles to come from God. It has to be something diabolical. A red wave should happen, and America should be saved in the coming midterm elections. As Jenny Beth Martin reported, Jenny Beth, of course, she is the honorary chair of the Tea Party Patriots Action, executive producer of the Innovation Race documentary, said that even Hillary Clinton, you know, came out and said, no one wants open borders. It's amazing what an election will do to the dialogue and the perception of ardent ideologues, right, Jenny Beth?
That is exactly right. It's it would be comical if it weren't so sad and serious that she is now saying that no one wants open borders. She worked for President Obama, who had no problem at all with the illegal immigration that happened under his presidency that essentially created in the minds of Americans around the country that open borders might be an okay thing. But she also says that in the same time she's saying no one wants open borders, that people want to treat these migrants in a humane manner. And my argument would be that the most humane thing that we can do is ensure that we have the rule of law in our country, and that the places where they are escaping, where they have rule of man, and they don't actually know what the law is from day to day, that they have a better place than that in America. You can only have that if you enforce the law. And that means their very first action cannot be breaking American law for us to turn around and treat them humanely. Rule of man is not humane.
You're exactly right here, Jenny, but it doesn't make sense. You're leaving a country because in your own perception, there's no rule of law. And you, the first act you do for this country that you want to come to is you break their law. I mean, this just isn't on its face. Makes no sense whatsoever. And meanwhile, we do have immigration policies that when they follow, you know, when they're followed up, they're appropriate. They support the immigrant very humanely. You know, they're not dumped in areas. They're not subject to human trafficking, being drug mules, having their kids, you know, kidnapped or anything like that. But, you know, I guess the Democrats want to turn a blind eye for God only knows why. This is still beyond me, Jenny Beth. I just do not understand, and a lot of Americans don't understand it, because it's so incredulous that they just cannot get their brain around it, other than that they do see that we're getting millions of people illegally coming into our country, and along with everything else associated with these open borders, which spells death to America.
I think that you're exactly right about that. And that's the harm in what's happening right now. We have to be able to, for America to be a country that people want to escape to, we have to make sure that America is the country they want to escape to. That means making sure that we do have a secure border, that our laws matter, that when you come to this country, it is an orderly process so that you are able to go and start your life in the right manner, so you have the opportunity to pursue the American dream. Not so you're just dumped with millions or hundreds, maybe not millions, so it's an exaggeration, but hundreds of other immigrants at the exact same time flooding different areas of the country. They cannot handle, their infrastructure isn't designed to handle such a huge influx and change of population so quickly. If New York City cannot handle it, it is unreasonable to expect any other smaller city in the country to be able to handle this kind of influx. And that includes the border towns.
Exactly. You're exactly right. And, you know, clear case in point was what was demonstrated when we had 50 immigrants going to Martha's Vineyard, you know, a sanctuary city, right? They claim sanctuary. Well, sanctuary for maybe a couple of hours, and then after that, we're going to send in the feds to come in and take you out of Dodge. I mean, it's, come on, let's be real about this stuff. But the thing to me, Jenny Beth, that is most dangerous, that's being overlooked, people aren't talking about, is these immigrants that come in, you have no idea how many of them are beholden to the cartels and what danger lurks with that attachment. And nobody's asking that question.
No, they are not asking that question. You don't have any idea whether they are beholden to the cartels, whether they're beholden to other foreign governments in some manner either. So we don't have time to process them to understand what is their background and are they going to potentially harm Americans or not. We don't have any sense of that. And if they came over through the cartels, which in order to get across the border right now, you're going to go through a cartel if you're in these caravans. If that's happening, you're right. We don't have any idea what you're agreeing to in order for that passage.
Well, and already we have immigrants doing incredible damage. I mean, they're killing our citizens. They're killing our kids. You know, they'll go out, they'll get drunk, they, you know, drive recklessly. I mean, in every state of the union, an American citizen has died at the hands of an illegal immigrant. I mean, if that doesn't cause you to hit the pause button and reconsider what's going on here, I mean, what are we thinking? We're letting people come into the country, and then also let's not ignore science and the data. in other countries that have done that, that have opened their borders, and they're overwhelmed by people who have no tradition and no respect for the rule of law or the culture. They overwhelm these countries. I mean, look what's happening in Europe. Look what's happening in South America with these countries. In Argentina and Venezuela, their borders were wide open. They're overwhelmed. And Venezuela and Argentina is a shell of its original self now. So is America doomed for the same thing, I would think, if we continue on with the same pattern?
We could be doomed for the same thing. That's why we have to keep standing up and standing for what is right, what is humane. Again, the rule of law is humane, so that we don't suffer the same fate as the other countries. I want to just hone in on one other thing you said. There are Americans across this country who have lost family members because of crimes committed by illegal immigrants. And Maria Espinoza from the
Remembrance
Project.
Yes.
Yeah, they do amazing work supporting those families and also getting their stories out so that we understand that there are real American lives that are lost and families that are broken because of the inability and unwillingness for so many elected officials, especially Democrats, to enforce the law along the border. And Hillary Clinton's words exactly. Right now ring hollow. They ring hollow and sound opportunistic.
Well, a minute left here, Jenny Beth, and the Tea Party Patriots Action Group has announced its endorsements for governor, Congress, and state offices. How can people go and find out, who we're supporting here? Because they believe like we do. They believe in a free America. They believe in the rule of law. They believe in liberty. So where can they go?
To find out about our endorsements, go to TeaPartyPatriotsCitizensFund.com. TeaPartyPatriotsCitizensFund.com.
Okay, it's all right there. And these are officials that have been very well vetted, that think, and not only think like we do, they have a history of doing the things that we want them to do that's consistent with our goals and our, our ambitions for this great American Republic. Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots Action. Thank you, Jenny Beth. Take care.
Thank you.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
This report is brought to you by T-Mobile. For years, the wireless industry has made switching providers way too hard, keeping customers locked in. 65% say it's a hassle to switch, which can take hours. We don't have time for that. T-Mobile is taking the pain out of switching. Introducing Easy Switch in the T-Mobile app. Now anyone can switch to T-Mobile in just minutes from the comfort of their couch. You can keep your phone and your phone number, save hundreds, and get the best 5G network. Simply download the T-Mobile app and switch to T-Mobile with an unlocked eSIM-capable phone. T-Mobile is also taking the risk out of switching networks with Network Pass. You'll get 3 months completely free to experience T-Mobile's network in all the places that matter. Where you live, work, vacation, and everywhere else. These bold moves are made possible by T-Mobile's nationwide 5G network, the largest, fastest, and most reliable in the U.S. Where can viewers go for more information? Visit T-Mobile.com or download the T-Mobile app.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Chris Chmielewski from Numbers USA is going to be joining us here to talk about, of course, the border and also the GOP and their commitment to America. This plan, are they all in or is this going to be just fluff? But Chris, first, let's bring you on. How you doing? Chris? I thought we had him. Okay, we got Chris now. You can run, but you can't hide. We'll track you down, Chris. You know, we're almost like Border Patrol agents here. Almost. Not quite as good. But anyway, hey, good to have you with us, Chris. Chris, of course, is the Numbers USA Vice President. And here to talk about, you know, the situation at the border. Now, Chris, I understand that a coalition of groups, along with Numbers USA, have offered ideas for the new Congress to improve immigration and border security. What are some of those offerings?
Yeah, well, I think first, you know, obviously the first step is going to be providing more resources down on the border, more money for Border Patrol agents, more boots on the ground. More border wall along the southwest border. But the problem is that the Biden administration is abusing the laws that are on the books. They're stretching it to the limits, and they're allowing people who come into the country illegally to either go into the asylum process because of a loophole within the credible fear standard, or they're giving them advanced parole, which is another loophole that's being used, extensively by the administration. So, you can throw as much money as you want at the border, but without closing some of these loopholes that are being abused by the Biden administration, it's not going to do a whole lot because they're just going to avoid the areas where there's Border Patrol agents, or they'll just come in at ports of entry, which they have been doing also over the last 2 years since Biden is in the White House. So, as you mentioned, we signed a letter with a number of coalition groups. We've talked about it on your show before, and it's made its way up through the ranks, and Republicans announced their commitment to America about 10 days ago, and they seem to hit on most of the points that we recommended in that letter.
Well, that's excellent. Well, you know, in terms of priority, do you think we need more money at the border or more money with the IRS?
Well, for me, that's a no-brainer.
Right. Well, I think for most people, it might be the same thing, Chris. But, you know, let's put it in perspective. I mean, we're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents, and meanwhile, our border is wide open. You know, what's wrong with this picture?
Yeah. It's you know, it would only make common sense that you address the issues that we have. I mean, you don't turn on the news and hear about tax evasion. You turn on the news and you hear about what's happening down on the border. So that that is one of the top issues facing the country right now. And, you know, most polling shows that it ranks around fifth in top issues that are most concerning to voters about a month out from the midterm election. So this is a big deal. You know, again, voters aren't concerned about how many IRS enforcement agents there are, and actually they probably prefer that there were fewer of them, but they are concerned about what's happening down on the border. You know, but again, even if you give the Biden administration more money, that's the problem. You know, a Trump administration or even a more moderate Democratic administration would probably use that money to stem the flow of illegal border crossers. But this administration is just going to find ways to use it to process these people even faster.
Well, Chris, the root of the evil is so well established. And this is the thing that it's really hard to put into words because, you know, for my Democratic friends, you know, they don't even understand what their party is doing and how collusive they are in this situation. I mean, the reason the border is a mess is because people are getting rewarded to keep it a mess, right? And my dear friend Tennessee Bob has reminded me, and he brings out a good point here. And this is what you got to stop and think about is the infrastructure at the border. And that is people are making a lot of money through the process that the detention and processing centers, believe it or not, are privately owned and leased by the U.S. government. Okay. So my first question is, who's got those leases? Is it people that are well politically wired to the Democratic Party? I will guarantee you they probably are. And, oh, by the way, the companies that own the facilities are themselves owned by the cartels. So you start to see the circle of life here and the circle of corruption that goes. And this is something that, sadly, I see it time and again with the Democrats, and you could probably say, Bill, you know, the Republicans do the same thing. Well, it doesn't make it right just because both sides are doing it. It's wrong. And this is why, in a sense, you say, well, it's not going to do any good to take the money that we would have spent for 87,000 IRS agents and put it to the border because the Biden administration will find a way to, you know, reassign that money and pay off political favors and do things that aren't necessarily in the best interest of America. Because if they're not doing anything right now in the best interest of America, what makes you think by giving them more money that suddenly they're going to change their ways, right?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And that's why you've seen this, you know, there's been a war waged by the Biden administration on ICE detention facilities that are privately owned. And a big reason for it is because the privately owned ICE detention centers, a lot of them are owned by former law enforcement officials who tend to lean a little bit more to the right, not to the left. So it's nothing more than just punishing the people that are maybe more likely to vote for their opponents than it is for themselves. I mean, the decision completely doesn't make sense. The government shouldn't be in the business of detaining people. You should leave it to the experts who again have extensive knowledge on how to detain people. But you know, you bring up Democratic voters. I haven't met very many Democratic voters who have not expressed extreme concern to me about what's happening down on the border, especially when they know, you know, those that know what I do for a living. And they're concerned about it. The problem is they're not voting on it. And there's so many other issues that are facing voters this fall: inflation, gas prices, food prices, energy supply, the overall economy, the stock market. So there's so many other issues that they're voting on. And we know that pocketbook issues tend to outweigh all other issues. But until Democrats start feeling the pain at the polls, they're going to continue to push for these open border policies.
Well, the Democrats are playing the long ball because they know voters aren't going to think, you know, like you said, 3-5 years down the road. They're thinking about right now. They're thinking about gas prices. They're thinking inflation.
Right.
Okay, so let's distract them. Let's talk about my body, my right. Let's talk about abortion because that's the only thing they can really talk about. And occasionally, if they really lose their minds, you know, they can bring Trump back up again. You know, bring back MAGA, you know, just to distract. But to your point here, what they will hear is what Hillary Clinton said the other day. And that is amazing. I mean, you know, because you can always tell when we get close to election season is the Democrats find a way to try to, you know, rephrase the narrative and make it seem like they're the fair-minded people. You know, Hillary Clinton says, well, of course we don't want open borders. Well, but of course we do have open borders. And of course it is the Democratic Party, it's Joe Biden that is leaving the gate open, of course. So, but,
right.
You know, the people won't hear that. What they'll hear is Hillary Clinton saying, you know, of course, you know, Democrats, you know, our party doesn't want open borders. No, that's what you say, but that's not what you're doing.
Right, right. And as we've talked about, they're funding the human smugglers and the drug cartels in the process. Through their border policies, and that's a popular talking point amongst voters, is to go after the human smugglers, the drug cartels that are taking advantage of the crisis. But just going after them isn't going to solve the open borders issue, because as long as you still have policies that essentially are welcoming with open arms people who cross the border illegally and violate our immigration laws, then you're going to continue to have people to come. They'll find other ways to come if the human smuggling networks don't exist anymore. They'll simply find another way to come. So you have to change the policies, and Democrats aren't interested in doing that right now.
And what's their definition of going after? Is it the same thing like going after Hunter Biden and his laptop? I mean, come on, give me a break. You're not going after, you know, and all we hear is the cartels. Man, they love the Democratic Party and Joe Biden right now. I mean, it's been one windfall profit. You and I talked about it. You reported on it. $13 billion so far this year, you know.
Right.
The open border policy has been very, very good to the cartels. I mean, what's going to happen? Are the cartels going to be in charge of law enforcement here in America now?
Yeah.
I mean, is that the next step?
It could be, and in many cities, you could argue that that's already the case. So with how they're handling the crime issue. So, I mean, it seems to be a no-brainer, but you just have people in office right now who their open border philosophies outweigh everything, whether it means safety and security, and even the lives with the fentanyl crisis, the lives of American citizens, they don't care. As long as it doesn't prevent somebody from entering the country who wants to come.
Yeah, and these immigrants that are coming across, we have no idea. They're not vetted. I mean, and how many times do we hear, well, here's somebody else. He's already been kicked out of the country twice for two felons, and we caught him again. He killed somebody else. You know, what is this? I mean, this they spout these numbers off and these incidents like, you know, so what? People have become just numb to the reporting anymore, and they really don't react to it unless it happens to be their child or relative that is the one that is, you know, murdered at the hands of somebody that's linked to a cartel or, you know, is an illegal immigrant.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not just us saying this, by the way. It's the DHS Inspector General is also saying this as well. Except Mayorkas is trying to get him fired. you know, that's how they respond to any sort of criticism.
Chris, this is so frustrating for the American people. And what's at risk here is this very country in which we've been so blessed to live in. What are we turning it over to? What are we allowing to come in and steal, you know, from the very hands of the next generation of Americans that deserve better than this? Chris, thank you for your reporting. How can people follow up? We got 10 seconds left.
Yeah, they can visit us at numbersusa.com or on both Facebook and Twitter at numbersusa.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The final